That's why it scared me so when you turned to me and said, yeah, you look like someone. Yeah, you look like someone who up and left me low. Boy, you look like someone I used to know.
Folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Also, do please check out CFRC.ca. We've got our schedule, we've got events, we've got our archives, we've got everything you need to know, CFRC.ca. You can listen there, too, if you don't have a radio for whatever reason. We just heard Random Rules by Silver Jews. Before we move on, I just want to call out this Daily Tar Heel, a really nice, beautiful column about David Berman, who we lost these many years ago, 5 years ago now, I think, by Alyssa Troncosco. Highly recommend checking out her little write-up about his music and what it means to her and how pertinent it is in our age of, you know, late capitalism.
But I'm sorry to say that jukebox song, not good.
You don't like any of his songs since you hate poetry.
Mm-hmm. That's probably true.
Before that, we heard Charge.
If only. Before that, new Rat Boys, Light Night Mountains, all of that. Their new record is out. Do check it out. And at the top, we heard Someone Still Loves You, Boris Yeltsin, with their song House Fire. Speaking of fire, Olympic Torch. Olympics.
Good job. That was so clean. Okay. We are recording this yesterday, Monday, in the afternoon. So forgive us if by Tuesday morning things have changed. But right now, Canada is in 17th.
Yeah. Ooh. I got to say, a huge womp womp.
We're not doing well. This sucks. Yeah.
The like mixed couple curling, I watched some of that. Honestly, embarrassing.
Oh, I feel bad for them. They're always crying because they keep losing, and it's
we got
sad.
Spanked but by Estonia.
Why are we losing? Like, we're Canada. I'm confused.
Estonia has one curling rink in the whole country.
One curling club.
Club, sorry.
Yeah, probably also only one rink.
One would think. So yeah, just really, really embarrassing stuff.
But, you know, it's not just them messing up. Equal opportunity. We're losing at everything. We're failing at
That's
everything.
That's true.
And, you know, we could come back with the other curling. I don't know.
True.
Anyway, we have two bronze medals. One in, listen to this sport name, women's free ski slope style.
Okay. Are you allowed to say that on radio?
So that's a subsection of freestyle skiing. So that's fun. Won by a Megan.
Nice.
That's right.
Canada and then, represent.
We also have our speed skating bronze, won by Valerie. So the men are not helping.
No, I feel like everything's going to rest on the women's hockey team to get us like an actually hype medal.
Yeah. Also, like, why is Norway winning? How many people does Norway even have? This is like, they have 3 golds. And three other medals.
In fairness, they basically invented like half of the sports that are in the Winter Olympics.
I guess so. Maybe it's like all the ones that have a lot of qualifiers that we're going to shine. And at the end of the Olympics, like when the medals get handed out.
Let's see.
We're going to be
as long as we beat the gosh darn Yanks, I'll be happy.
Yeah, they also only have 2 medals, but 2 golds.
Jeez. Boo. Okay. I promised my co-host that I wouldn't be too mean to the people of Italy. that being said,
oh my God.
This article, I'm like, what are we doing here, folks? So this is from AP News. Don't jump in them. Olympic athletes' medals break during celebrations.
They're not supposed to do that.
They're not really. So that's sort of the one thing that you would expect an athlete to do would be celebrate and dance and jump up and down after like the years and possibly decades of training they put into this moment.
Yeah.
And then, oops, I lost my medal in the snow because it was made by Giuseppe, who was, like, drunk at 3 p.m.
No, they probably outsourced the making of the medals.
That's a really good point. Yeah.
But, like, yeah, who's an expert in Olympic medal making? Who knows?
Yeah.
But not whoever made them this time.
No.
Because they're trash.
Yeah, both Breezy Johnson, an American, and Justus Strello.
A German biathlete.
Yeah, both of them were dancing and jumping, and then their medals just flew off of their bodies.
And I like the Breezy woman. She's like an American, and she was like, it's not that broken. It's just a little broken.
What is she talking about? Her freaking country?
But the German guy, he like tried to pick it up and he was like, oh, just the ribbon broke. But no, the clasp also broke. Oh, like God. A lot of different things.
Anyway, what are we doing here?
Very funny. Very funny.
Yeah. So I guess.
Do better, Canadian athletes.
Do
I know
better.
This is only a few days in, so you have time to turn it around.
And when you do better, bring some super glue with you.
Yes, exactly.
But yeah, up next, we've got someone who's doing very well, if I'm allowed to say. It's Mitski. We have her second new single from this album cycle. It's called I'll Change For You. It's pretty sad for a Mitski song, if you can believe that. Here we go.
Memories. too afraid to throw it all away. I remember where we were when you said it. I'll never forget it. I remember everything about our whispered calls when everyone else was asleep. Disarmingly honest with those weathered features, you said, "You know I love you," right? And you reached for your t-shirt. I still have your number. I'll never delete it. Do you still have mine? Maybe I'm just better at living with it than you are. But I'm the one crying in my car, telling you to go and I want you to stay. Maybe I'm getting in my own way. Or maybe I'm too afraid. Maybe I'm just better at living with it than you are. But I'm the one crying in my car, telling you to go and I want you to stay. Maybe I'm getting in my own way. Or maybe I'm too afraid to throw it all.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. What did we just hear?
We just heard Living With It by Charlotte Cornfield and Feist.
Two great tastes that taste great together.
Don't say that about people.
I'm sorry.
Before that, Ring of Fire by Buck Meek. And at the top, I'll Change For You by Mitski.
A brand spanker. We've got another brand spanker coming right up. New Shaky Graves. Really mellow, sort of lo-fi country song here. It's called When the Love Is New. Here we go.
Something Thank you.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake-Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Seasons by Blush. Before that, Girl Scout with their track Keeper. And at the top, Shaky Graves, When the Love is New. It is now time for Isopanisad Radio Minute. This is the part of the show where we talk about a Mountain Goat song for longer than the Mountain Goat song runs. And this week, we are at Your Glow. This is the third to last song on their new record, Through This Fire, Across From Peter Balkan. We've been going track by track. It's been sort of like a serialized radio narrative we've been walking our way through. And now we are definitely at a nadir, both in terms of, you know, the sadness of the subject matter, and also, if you ask me, the quality of the song. I think this is the worst song on the album, but I'm playing it for you anyway, because what do I know? Maybe it's the best one. The sort of glittery, beepy, boopy, you know, start doesn't really gel with the rest of the record for me. But that's neither here nor there. So Your Glow is our narrator after him and Peter Balkan have buried Adam, who threw himself into the sea, is now reckoning with the fact that it is Peter's time to go. Peter, of course, the captain who hit his head and has been sort of raving with his religious visions, has also been very sick. He's had a bad cough and a bad fever, and he just doesn't really have any fight left in him. And our narrator is sort of grappling with that, his love and respect for this man, his admiration that even as the circumstances got more and more dire, he never lost his glow. He was still the sort of the bright beacon on this beach that kept them go, or at least our narrator, if not Adam, going. And our narrator has to grapple with the fact that he can sit with Peter and comfort him and be with him while he dies, which will accomplish nothing and will doom him, the narrator himself. Or he can leave this old man sick and broken on the beach to be swallowed by the waves, which is also horrible. And he's just trying to deal with what he should do. He decides eventually to just sit with the old man anyway, even if that dooms him himself. Sort of basks in his glow, I suppose. Admires him, reminds him of all of the great things that he did, and all of the failures. The fact that he allowed this to happen to them in the first place. You lost 13 men to the waves. You watched them all go down. Even before you were sick or injured, you allowed this to happen. It's really sad. It's pretty rough. It ends with "Be still and know you never lost your glow." This is in the liner notes. This is actually italicized, which, as Genius points out, is probably a reference to Psalms 46:10, which reads, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Here is Your Glow by the Mountain Goats." You lost a lot of sleep.
before the fever broke, and you found a kingdom by the fire, rising in the smoke. Leave you here all at the ocean, claim you for its own. Soft and slow, you never lost your glow, your light, your signal. 15 did respond. Just me left now, and you about to learn what lies beyond. When we wake up empires in the surf, if there's nothing left but water, then let water be enough. 13 gone, 1 vanished, you well on your way, adrift for half your life, headed home today.
Don't worry now, don't worry,
Bye, folks, and thanks to you for hanging out with us. We just heard Ancient Mars by the Zolas, before that Heart Hot Hot Heat Bandages, and before that Your Glow by the Mountain Goats. It's been a blast. We'll talk to you later. What are we hearing?
We're hearing Blister in the Sun by Violent Femmes.
Okay, talk to you Tuesday.
Bye.
almost run out. I'm high as a kite, I just might stop to check. When I'm out walking, I stop, and I'm so strung out. And I'm high as a kite, I just might stop to check you. Body and beats, I stain my sheets, I don't even know why. My